And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have on the line right now? Hello, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Mark Arm.
From the rock and roll band Mudhoney.
That's correct.
And Mark, who else?
Steve.
Yes, I must ask you, who else is in Mudhoney? Could you please elaborate?
Well, right to the left is Steve Turner. He's in Mudhoney.
Hi.
And there's the vehicle, and as is Guy Madison.
And you guys are traveling up to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada to play tonight at Richards on Richards.
Right.
So, how was Tacoma? Did you guys play Tacoma the other night? How was that, Mark Arm?
It was more like South Tacoma. It was Lakewood. It's even people from Tacoma don't really recognize it. Like Bill from Girl Trouble came down and he goes like, "Oh man, I came down because I heard that he was playing the old Shakey's in Lakewood." And Shakey's is a pizza emporium franchise that's gone out of business.
I remember the Shakey's. Had you played Shakey's before?
We never played the Shakey's before, but Joe Smitty, who used to sing in Mr. Up, my first band, managed the Shakey's.
Which particular Shakey's location was that, Mark Arm? I'm just curious.
That was the Shakey's in Bellevue.
And there are none left? Why did Shakey's go out of business?
I think Shakey's went out of business because their pizza kind of sucked.
Are there any businesses still around from the days of Mr. Epp? Did Mr. Epp cause many businesses to go out of business?
I worked at McDonald's around that time, and that's still kicking.
And where else have you worked, Mark Arm? Like, for instance, Muzak. Is that still around? Is Muzak still around?
Muzak is still around. I also worked at Seattle Filmworks, which is not around anymore. I worked at a McDonald's. It was called McDonald's Sports Equipment, and it was like a consignment shop. That's not around. That was in Bellevue.
But you did work at Fantagraphic Books, and that's still around.
Yeah, it's still around. I don't work at Fantagraphics anymore. I currently work at Sub Pop, and that's amazingly still around.
Yeah, Sub Pop is still around. You've really helped keep Sub Pop around, haven't you?
I am, just by working in the warehouse.
All these years. And Mark Arm, you are from the band Mudhoney, playing tonight at Richards on Richards. It's a late show in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And Mark, I want to ask you right off the bat about Duff. Do you ever remember Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses playing in the Fastbacks? I've seen some photos of him playing drums in the Fastbacks, and I was wondering, did you ever witness this when he was in the Fastbacks?
You know, I don't think I saw the Fastbacks with Duff. I think I saw him with their next drummer, Richard.
Was he in bands at that time?
I mean, if I did, it was like one show, and I don't really remember clearly.
Do you remember him at all from back then being in other bands? Like, wasn't he in the Farts, too? I was just curious.
He was in the Farts, and he was in 10-Minute Warning. And he was in a band called The Veins that actually kind of did reunion shows around 84 or something. Yeah, he was in a band, I think, called The Living. Wasn't he in The Living? He was in a bunch of bands.
Because I thought it's quite interesting that Seattle has this kind of hidden sort of metal past. For instance, Nikki Sixx. Wasn't Nikki Sixx from Seattle as well?
Apparently. I read that Motley Crue book, and he went to Roosevelt High School.
The hidden history.
It's not the Seattle's metal side isn't very hidden at all. I mean, Queensryche's from Seattle, in across the lake in Bellevue.
Now, Mark, what can you tell?
Metal Church was from the area. Can't get more metal than Metal Church.
They were from Aberdeen.
Alice in Chains, that's a metal band.
Yes. How about Green Apple?
And it could be argued that Soundgarden is a metal band.
And how about Green Apple Quickstep? What can you tell the people about Green Apple Quickstep?
What can I tell the people about Green Apple Quickstep? Christ, I don't really know. I saw them in the original incarnation when they were called Inspector Love and the Ride Me Babies, but I don't think I ever even saw Green Apple Quickstep.
And eventually they morphed into the Briefs, like, isn't that true? Are the Briefs?
That is true. I guess there's a Green Apple Quickstepper in the Briefs.
Which green apple?
Yeah, that's the Briefs
might be keeping that a bit secret.
Yeah, the Briefs might be keeping that secret.
I think it's all out there on internet message boards, etc. And Mark, speaking of secrets and stuff, did you hear about this story apparently attributed to you on the internet that Dave Grohl was dead? Did you hear about this?
Oh yeah, I started that rumor.
It's actual. When did that actually come about? Because have you heard about this rumor that's been going around?
I haven't.
You haven't heard this at all?
No.
Is
he dead?
Well, no, he's not dead. But here's the thing, Mark, which is really weird. There's this weird story circulating around the internet, and it looks like it's MSB News, whatever the hell MSB News is. And it's a story by Mark Arm, and it says Dave Grohl dead. Isn't that weird?
That's very weird.
Like somebody, I guess, took your name and tried to squeeze you into this weird story. But you're willing to take credit for it anyways. You don't need the actual story.
Well, you know, when I tried to get my Hotmail account, I plugged in Mark Arm thinking I could easily be Mark Arm. And they said I would have to, like, be Mark Arm 38 or something like that because there's so many other Mark Arms. Who would take my name and...
Well, Mark Arm, Mudhoney have inspired many bands. I would think you've inspired way more bands than 38.
I don't think we've inspired as many bands as we've inspired internet people.
38, that is amazing.
We've really inspired the whole email world. Steve Turner can't even use Steve Turner, and that is such a rare name.
How about Guy Madison?
Guy Madison, he's lucky because he spells his last name with two D's, and all the fake Guy Madisons out there don't really know that, so he's lucky enough to be able to use his real name.
Do you think any of the fake Guy Madisons end up getting Guy Madison Mudhoney email?
I would assume a few Australian offers have gone to the fake Guy Madisons. I could only imagine that.
Mark Arm of Mudhoney playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada at Richards on Richards, a late show starting at 11 p.m. When you were...
11 p.m.?
Did you not know
good
that?
Good Lord.
It is a late show, 11 p.m. at Richards on Richards in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And Mark Arm, going way back to, was it Green River perhaps? Which band did you throw salami at Pill?
That was Lunch Meat. It was the Deli Tray Lunch Meat, and it was Green River, yes.
And that was when you were opening for...
It wasn't actually at PIL, it was onto their bus, which was parked below.
And that was when you were playing with Public Image Limited. Were you allowed to meet Public Image Limited? What was the reaction? Because Johnny Rotten has a lot of security guards, doesn't he?
Well, no, not at that point. I actually talked to John McGaugh, who was a guitar player at the time. And, you know, I was a fan of his work in Magazine and Susie and the Banshees. So, you know, just like briefly said hi, I like your guitar playing. But, you know, Johnny Lydon at that point was such a cock that, and the whole crew that surrounded him were such cocks that we had no recourse but to fuck with their deli trays.
What sort of money would you get opening up for Public Image Limited back in the day, Mark Arm?
Because I don't even know if we got paid anything at that show. I mean, that was just... We got paid in in stories that we could tell in the future.
Mark Arm, have you seen the most recent edition of Spin Magazine, the June 2006 issue of Spin Magazine?
I haven't picked up a Spin Magazine since the 90s.
Baboom, well, there's a huge story here.
And probably not even since the early 90s at that.
There's a huge story here on Eddie Vedder, Mark Arm.
Eddie Vedder. Name rings a bell. Could you tell me something about him?
Well, it goes on to say here. This is about Eddie Vedder. It's Eddie Vedder saying being from Seattle helps. He says about all the great things that he's done in his life, and he's giving advice to people. And one of the things he says is, if any of us, talking about Pearl Jam, were on the cover of a magazine with our shirts off, then we'd have to come home and answer to Mudhoney.
Yeah, that's because we were the arbiters of taste,
and
obviously.
This is what he said. He says, I always did see Mudhoney singer Mark Arm as a headmaster figure, and that kept us all grounded.
You would not believe the talking to I gave Chris Cornell after he appeared shirtless on the cover of Spin.
But wait a second. Didn't Chris Cornell...
I was indeed the headmaster of Seattle Rock at that time.
And, and Mark Arm, he has
I took Chris Cornell into my office, bent him over my knee, and gave him a good whooping.
Do they listen to you, Mark Arm? Because Chris Cornell has had his shirt off for years.
Yeah, I think he heard me.
And I think your influence has gone pretty far, because in the new Pearl Jam promo pics, they're holding records by the Sonics.
Really?
Yes, they're holding records by the Sonics. Like, they're posing in a record store, and they're holding, like, Sonics records. That Pearl Jam are into the Sonics. What have you created, Mark Arm?
I didn't create that. I think Girl Trouble had more to do with that than we did.
Has anybody ever been mad at you, Mark Arm?
Has anybody ever been mad at me?
Yes, anybody ever mad at you?
Sure.
For not, perhaps, taking Pearl Jam as seriously as they should be taken.
Starting with myself.
Well, what I meant is, when you...
Like, you know... My wife, my parents, the rest of the band.
Well, I guess what I meant is...
And probably you.
Well, no, Mark Arm, I am very, very excited to speak to you because you've done so many gigs, me being the number one Pearl Jam here in Vancouver fan, you've done so many gigs with Pearl Jam. Is it true that you wore the same shirt for every show you did with Pearl Jam?
When we went out with Pearl Jam, I decided that I was not going to change my shirt until Bush was no longer president, and that's why I didn't change my shirt.
Did any Pearl Jam fans get mad that you weren't taking the opportunity to open for Pearl Jam seriously? For instance, I'm sure many young kids would be like, I will change my shirt every gig. Like, were they mad that you were sacrificing Bush or whatever to White House for Pearl Jam aesthetic appeal?
You know, I have no idea what Pearl Jam fans think. So, you know, they possibly could have been mad at me for not changing my shirt and not taking the opening slot seriously and making a more of an effort to dress well.
And what will you be wearing?
But, you know, I had a legitimate protest.
And what will you be wearing tonight, Mark Arm? Where is that shirt that you wore for all those Pearl Jam gigs? Will you be wearing
that
tonight?
That shirt, it went the way of Eddie Vedder's mohawk. It's after a certain period of time, I realized I could no longer wear that shirt because it just stunk too bad. And it had to be incinerated. The Bush presidency has outlasted my shirt, and I'm embarrassed by that fact. And tonight I'm wearing a... Probably one of my more recent button-down shirts.
And you are Mark Arm of the band Mudhoney playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada at Richards on Richards, 11 p.m. late show. Mark Arm, we mentioned the Sonics a while back, and we mentioned Girl Trouble a while back. You played in that Sonics tribute band, the new Strychnines. Did you ever meet the Sonics at all? Did they ever hear your recordings? What was the reaction for Girl Trouble?
We played with... Freddie and the Screamers, which features the Parepa Brothers, so we did get to meet those guys, and that was great. But we didn't really meet any of the other Sonics guys.
What was the reaction?
I didn't meet who was the guy in Moby Grape? Who was Jerry?
Oh, Jerry Miller.
Jerry Miller. We met Jerry Miller. He was he saw us play at the EMP. And he said he enjoyed that. So, he grew up in Tacoma, I think, and lived close to Bill Bennett, I think it was.
He was a Northwest legend, another Northwest legend.
Jerry Miller, yes.
What was the reaction from the Parepa brothers? What did they think of your playing of the tunes when you played with them?
They were psyched. They were very pleased.
They were laughing.
They were laughing.
And Mark Arm, that was that EMP, Experience Music Project. Is that still going in Seattle?
It's still there. The building's still there.
There haven't been any cutbacks? Didn't a lot of people work at EMP?
I imagine it's still going. I don't know. We used to have a lot of friends who worked there, and they all got fired about 3 years ago. I don't know anyone who works there. I don't think they have bands.
No, they don't have musicians.
Bands doesn't play there anymore. I'm not quite sure what it does.
They have some neat...
It opened up a science fiction wing, apparently.
Well, they have some neat sort of projects.
Which you could combine the two and have a Hawkwind Museum.
That would be very interesting.
That would be great.
I wanted to mention to you, Mark, they have some neat stuff happening there. Like, they had Iron Composer. Did you hear about Iron Composer?
I have heard of Iron Composer.
Were you
apparently, Wayne Kramer dueled it with Jello Biafra.
Yes, and Jello won.
Jello won.
It's kind of like an Iron Chef thing.
And Wayne told me later that Jello cheated because he admitted later to Wayne that he just used a melody to an old Dead Kennedy song.
Have you ever met Jello Biafra at all before, Mark Arm?
Have I met him?
Yeah, have you had any interactions with Jello Biafra?
Not so much, not really. Mr. Up played with the Dead Kennedys in 83 with the Rejectors and the newly formed 10-Minute Warning. And that was, I think, the most I've spoken to him. And he seemed kind of stoned. His eyes were really red. And he said that, like, our last song reminded him of Flipper. And then Green River played with Dead Kennedys, too. That was a year or so later.
How was the reaction opening for the Dead Kennedys? Like, Mr. Epp opening for the Dead Kennedys.
Oh, we were so, as the kids say, stoked. That's what the kids say, right?
Yes, they do. And how about Green...
We were stoked to be playing with the Dead Kennedys.
And there was...
In both with Mr. Epp and Green River. It was pretty great.
You also got a chance to play with the Stooges a little while back.
Out. I can't really hear what you're saying.
I hear a bit of the road. Are you still there,
Mark?
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark Arm. Hello, Mark Arm.
Yep.
I guess, do you have your window open or something?
I think we hit the dead spot outside of Stanwood.
It could be. Do you have your window open, perhaps? Is your window open on the car? No?
No,
okay. I guess there's just a lot of noise coming through. As there should be. Mudhoney, you're coming up to Vancouver. You're going to be bringing a lot of noise with you.
We're going to bring a lot of noise with us.
It's going to be one hell...
We got a whole van full of it.
There's going to be one hell of a show tonight at Riches on Riches. I can hear all the excitement coming up here. Mark, you also judged something, the shittiest band in Seattle contest. Could you...
You do a lot of research, don't you?
How can I not? You're a Northwest legend, Mark R. Mudhoney. You have your hands in everything. What was the shittiest band in Seattle contest?
What was it?
Yeah.
It was a little gimmick the Sunset Tavern put on, and they had bands that actually, you know, were together enough to apply to be on the shittiest band in Seattle contest. And if you know you're... If you've got it that much together, you can't possibly be the shittiest band.
And you didn't even stick around to judge. You split because the bands were so bad?
It was actually kind of painful. Remind me to never judge the shittiest band contest ever again.
Have you been a judge?
Most of them weren't, like, super shitty, but they were just, like, you know, they weren't, like, nothing stood out as, like, God, this is so horrifying. It was just kind of boring and not really interesting and not maybe a little bit incompetent, but nothing incompetent in a great way or incompetent in a so over-the-top way that, you know, it's obviously shitty.
Had you been a judge before at all, Mark Arm?
Can you say shitty on the radio in Canada?
Well, you've said the word shitty. You've said the word cock. That's fine. Go ahead.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Yes, we're still on. Hello, Mark. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes. The opinions expressed are those of Mark Arm.
Hello?
Hello, Mark Arm. Are you there?
Hello? Is this on?
Yes, it is. Hello, Mark Arm. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I am there.
Nardwar?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Nardwar?
Good. Go ahead to Mark Arm. Mark Arm. Go ahead to Mark Arm.
Mark Arm here. Roger that, Nardwar.
Okay, Mark Arm. I was curious. The Stooges. Do you remember the Stooges playing with the...
I can't really hear you right now.
I said the word the Stooges.
Hello?
Hello, Mark. Are you there? Are we still...
I'm here. Are you there?
I'm still there. Can you wheel down your window, Mark?
Do you want me to roll down the window?
No, keep it up.
Here we go. How's that?
I think that's worse.
Was that any better?
I think that was actually worse. So much for my theory. Mark, winding up here, you have Mark Arm from Mudhoney playing tonight in Vancouver. The Stooges, Bumbershoot. What was that like playing with the Stooges?
That was amazing. As you might know, I'm a huge, huge Stooges fan, and as we all are, and it was something I never, ever thought I'd even see the band, much less play in the same bill with them. It was pretty damn amazing.
Was it better than other incarnations you've seen Iggy? Have you seen Iggy play before much, Mark? Like, how was it compared to other times seeing Iggy?
It was. I think it was the best time seeing Iggy because it had Ron Ashton, you know? It had Ron Ashton and Scott Ashton, and it was, you know, I've seen usually Iggy when he plays by himself, he does Stooges songs, but nobody can play those guitar parts like Ron, and nobody can do those drum parts like Scott. It was great.
Mark Arm,
Mike Watt did a pretty good job, a pretty damn good job filling in there for the old deceased Dave Alexander.
Mark Arm of Mudhoney, did you recently play a Nike party with Jay Maskus? You played a Nike party?
A Nike party? Yeah. That's the shoe?
Yes, did you play a Nike party?
Yeah, we did.
Where?
Yeah, that was not so great, except for the fact they paid us a shitload of money.
Was that a corporate gig? Have you played many corporate gigs before?
That was our only corporate gig.
That's your only one?
Huh?
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Mark Arm of Mudhoney.
We'll gladly do more corporate gigs as long as they pay incredibly stupid amounts of money like that.
Now, Mark Arm, I mentioned this earlier to you about people being mad at you, perhaps. What about distorting history? Have you distorted history at all?
I've distorted rock and roll guitars. I don't know if I've distorted history, but...
I think you have. The reason I mention that is, on YouTube, a video service on the internet, there is a song up there by Kurt Cobain. It says, Mudhoney with Kurt Cobain, and the name of the song is, The People Who Took My Shoes.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so people are...
How does the song go?
Well, it's Will the Money Roll Right In? It's that tune, it's that Fear cover that you do, I think, or Fang cover.
Fang cover, yeah.
The Fang cover. So on the internet, people are saying, this is a rare Kurt Cobain song, The People Who Took My Shoes. Could you... You know, like it's a rare bit of history, so you've screwed up Kurt Cobain's legacy by somehow calling this song The People Took My Shoes. How did that happen, and what was that jam?
We played a festival with Sonic Youth, not a festival, a show with Sonic Youth and Pavement out at Castaic Lake, and it was a really dusty affair. You know, there was a mosh pit, as the kids used to call them back then, and they kicked up a bunch of dust. And somewhere during our set, I think I jumped into the crowd, and I came back with no shoes. Someone took my Converse, my prized Converse. And I think I was complaining to the crowd that they took my shoes, and one of them came back. And so maybe that's how that song got introduced as the...
Yeah, and Kurt joined you on guitar.
But it was actually, the real song was The Money Will Roll Right In.
And Kurt was up there playing guitar, so I think it's really awesome that there it is, The People Who Took My Shoes, Kurt Cobain with Mudhoney, now forever and ever known as The People Who Took My Shoes. Thank you, Mark Arm.
Sure thing, Nardwar.
Winding up here, Mark Arm of Mudhoney, coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, tonight to Richards on Richards. All Tomorrow's Parties. How was that? You curated All Tomorrow's Parties, and I think you invited local Vancouverites Black Mountain to play.
Yes, we did. Yes, it was one of the most fantastic musical days of my life. It was... We got the Flesh Eaters, the Minute to Pray, Second to Die lineup to play. Like, those guys, they only did one album and maybe played five shows together, and that's one of a very important record in the Mudhoney influence canon. And also we got the Scientists from Australia, pretty much the Blood Red River lineup, except for the drummer who is deceased. But their next drummer joined them, and... They were, both bands were so so fucking amazing. Can I say that on the radio?
The opinions expressed are those of Mark Arm and only Mark Arm.
And then, you know, we were able to bring up, like, Tim Kerr's current band, the Total Sound Direct Action, Total Sound Group Direct Action Committee. And I don't think they've really played outside of Austin, or definitely not outside of Texas. And we were also able to bring out John Wall's band, John Wall and the Amidans. And I don't think they've really played outside of Southern California. So it was good to bring them out there and have them play pretty much unknown to people who were getting into what they were doing. And then, you know, of course, Vancouverites Black Mountain and the Country Teasers, who are not from Vancouver. They're very English. Holly Golightly, who is also very English, and David Dondero, who is very from all over the place. And Mark Carroll, who is not homeless like David Dondero, but he's from the Pacific Northwest, used to be in the Screaming Trees, and now a drummer becomes a singer, guitar player. Comets on Fire, who we actually played two other shows in the UK with. They were Smoking, The Drones, and who else? Am I forgetting anybody, Steve?
I'm not sure.
What an amazing list, Mark. Who pays for this? Who paid for this? Who paid to bring all these bands to England?
The people who put together all tomorrow's parties. I think it's Barry Hogan and his promotional factory.
That is great that you're able to get all those bands. Did it take any convincing to get all those bands to come together and to go all the way over there, like the Flesh Eaters?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't sure that they would be able to do it, you know, and luckily they were.
Mark Arm of the band Mudhoney playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
That's tonight.
Is your song Into the Drink really about pushing helicopters off aircraft carriers?
Right before that song was written, I saw something. It was like kind of in the run-up to Gulf War One, and they were showing these helicopters getting just like pushed off of some aircraft carrier. I don't even remember what the footage was from, but yeah, you know, that kind of a that's where the phrase "Into the Drink" came from.
Are you guys in the movie Tommy Boy? Does Mudhoney appear in Tommy Boy?
We are not in the movie Tommy Boy, but we are in the movie Black Sheep, and which is Tommy Boy once removed.
Oh, so it's pretty close to Tommy Boy then.
Yeah.
Where is Conrad Uno these days, your legendary producer, Mark Arm? Where is
Conrad Uno?
Yeah, where
Well,
is...
when he's not at the Mariners game, he's most likely in his home in the University Village area. Wedgwood University Village area of Seattle, not West Seattle.
Have you done any recording with him at all? Have you done any recording with Uno?
We haven't recorded with him in a long time, and I don't think he really does much recording anymore.
Semi-retired a few years ago. Now he's back doing most of the recording at Egg.
Oh, he was semi-retired for a few years, and now he's back doing most of the recording at Egg.
Where is Tad, Mark Arm of Mudhoney? Where is Tad?
You know, we saw Tad, last time we saw him was when we played the Nike corporate event with Jay Mascus in San Diego, and Tad was living down there, and he said at the time that he'd be moving back to Seattle in the spring, and as far as I know, well, I haven't seen him, so I don't know if he's in Seattle or not.
Mark Arm of Mudhoney, have you seen Sir Mix-a-Lot around at all?
I have not seen Sir Mix-a-Lot in a while, but in honor of him, I do put it on the glass every once in a while.
Ba-boom. And Mark Arm of Mudhoney, is it true that you did quite a few rap gigs with Mudhoney a few years ago? Like, didn't you do a gig with Cypress Hill and Run DMC?
We did one show with Cypress Hill and Run DMC, and we were between both bands. So it was like Run DMC playing before us, which was just weird, you know. And this was at the University of Philadelphia. We're playing to a largely white frat boy Wigger audience. And as soon as Danny, our guitar tech, was, you know, putting up the drums and everything, the crowd kind of started booing. And before we played, I went went over into Cypress Hills dressing room to say hi to him, and the, like, this joint was going around, and I took one hit off thinking I'd be polite, you know, and it fried my brain like no other marijuana I've smoked ever. And then I had to go play a show in front of a hostile audience.
What an amazing experience.
It was an amazing experience.
Was that the last time you took a toke from a rap band?
It was all I could do not to weep.
Mark Arm, playing with Mudhoney here tonight, there also is Steve Turner in the band Mudhoney. What sort of surprises will people be seeing when they see Mudhoney tonight? Steve has a beard, or is the beard gone from Steve Turner?
Steve still has a beard. So I don't know if that's a surprise, but it could be to a Vancouver audience. Have we played in Vancouver with your beard? Has your beard played Vancouver?
We recorded with my beard. But
we recorded with Steve's beard in Vancouver. Part of our latest record was recorded at Mushroom up there.
How did you enjoy that?
Yeah, very much. It was a great room. Great room.
And Mark Arm, to end the interview here, which particular track would you like me to play? I have your brand new release under a billion suns, Mudhoney. Which track would you like to hear to end the interview with?
Oh, I don't know. Which track should we end? Do you want to, from new record, do you want to play?
I think only two made it from that session.
Like, what about the Vancouver?
How about Hard On for War?
Now, is that particular song, was that recorded in Vancouver? That wasn't recorded in Vancouver, was it?
No, that was recorded in Seattle.
Which ones were recorded in Vancouver, just out of curiosity?
Oh, let me think.
Is Where Is the Future, is that from Vancouver?
No, that was also recorded in Seattle.
Blind Spots, perhaps?
Blind Spots was recorded in Vancouver, you could play that.
We got Hard On for War all queued up. Since that was your first choice.
Well, I mean, is it too late to change it?
No, we'll flip it to Blind Spots, recorded in Vancouver.
Recorded in Vancouver.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at Mushroom Sound by Mudhoney. Well, thanks so much, Mark Arm. Really appreciate you calling into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. And actually, to reward listeners for listening to this interview, we're going to give away some tickets.
Yeah, if anyone made it all the way through the interview, they should be rewarded.
Yes, they get free tickets if they call 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you want to win free tickets to go see Mudhoney tonight at Richards & Richards, and it's a late show, doesn't start till 11 p.m. So phone on up, 604-822-247, 604-UBC-CITR if you want to win free tickets to see Mudhoney tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we will end with Mudhoney's song Blind Spots, recorded in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada at Mushroom. Well, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Mark? Anything else you want to add to the people out there?
I don't really have much to add. I think we pretty much covered it.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. Why should people care about Mudhoney? Why should people care?
I have no idea why people should care about Mudhoney, to tell you the truth.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. Keep on rocking.
I'm a lousy salesman.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot doot a loot doo.
Cha-cha-cha!